The benefits of an afternoon nap.
Do you ever have an afternoon nap? Studies have shown that a little sleep during the day can boost your brain power, make you healthier, improve performance, and even help with weight loss.
A 2002 Harvard University study showed that a 30-minute nap can boost workers' performance, returning their productivity to beginning of the day levels. NASA sleep researchers found that a 26-minute nap boosts work performance by 34%. And the National Sleep Foundation recommends a short nap of 20 to 30 minutes for improved alertness and performance without leaving you feeling groggy or interfering with nighttime sleep.
Napping is also good for your health. According to a 2007 study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine, people who took naps at least 3 times a week had a 37% lower risk of heart-related deaths. Dimitrios Trikopoulos of the Harvard School of Public Health in Boston, who led the study, said, "Taking a nap could turn out to be an important weapon in the fight against coronary mortality. Napping also prevents burnout and reduces the risk of stress-related illnesses."
Several companies recognize the benefits of napping. At its Mountain View, California headquarters, Google has high-tech napping pods. Ice cream company Ben & Jerry's offers nap rooms to employees who need a bit of peace and quiet. Online clothing company Zappos provides employees with couches so they can have a little sleep during the day. And Time Warner allows their employees to spend time at the Yellow Napping Spa.
Lots of historical figures are famous nappers. Winston Churchill believed his afternoon nap helped him get twice as much done each day. He would regularly lie down after lunch, sometimes sleeping for up to 2 hours. Lyndon B. Johnson, the 36th president of the USA, had what he called a two-shift day. He woke up at 6:30 or 7 and worked until 2 p.m. Then, after some exercise and lunch, he'd have a 30-minute nap. Wake up at about 4, then work on his second shift until 1 or 2 in the morning.
During campaigns, French Emperor Napoleon Bonaparte would often go for days without a full night's sleep. However, he had the ability to fall asleep at the drop of a hat, sometimes just before a battle when the cannons were booming nearby. Spanish painter Salvador Dali believed that one of the secrets to becoming a great painter was what he called slumber with a key. This involved sitting in a chair with a heavy metal key pressed between the thumb and forefinger of his left hand. A plate would be placed upside down on the floor underneath the hand with the key. The moment Dali fell asleep, the key would slip from his finger, hit the plate, making a loud noise, and wake him up.
Happy napping!